Hi, beautiful. Wow. I wanted to share a little story this morning of something that happens to all of us and something that just happened to me. And just give you some ideas in terms of how to work through it as well. So I think often when we feel like we have worked through a pattern or a behavior, it can pop up every now and then. And, you know, our first instinct is to sort of move it away, reject it, to push it aside, to not believe that, you know, we could possibly be feeling this way or having these thoughts. But the truth is that it's just a beautiful opportunity for us to see ourselves even deeper, to really embrace the totality and the wholeness of who we are and the beauty that comes with that and in that and through that. I also feel like it's a beautiful opportunity for us to come back to the very basics and the basics of Reiki, of self-awareness, and just the basics of self-compassion and tenderness. And sometimes I think we can really complicate a lot of our healing work. But the reality is that if we are simply seeing opportunities as, I guess, an experience to accept ourselves, to be more gentle or compassionate or tender, and ultimately, you know, these are acts of love towards ourselves. And of course, in that, they are then acts of love, of service to others as well. So this morning I woke up with so much anxiety. And of course, I had a thought that I was attached to a situation, a person. And what makes this even harder is that it's also to do with my child. And, you know, I was sitting there going over and over in my head about a situation. How can I control this? How can I ultimately avoid pain and suffering? And the pain and suffering would come because my child would go through pain and suffering. And I noticed myself so deeply attached to the idea that I was in control, that I was separate, that I was not part of a bigger plan, something greater, and that I could possibly avoid pain and suffering, and that grief or sadness or all the other things that I was building myself up to believe were going to happen. Rejection, the feeling of unworthiness, you know, all of these things that I have felt in the past, and I could feel them bubbling up in my body as, you know, the idea of a particular situation made me feel. Not the reality, right? But the story. And I just was witnessing my body reacting, my thoughts, the heaviness in my head, my chest. And of course, you know, I wonder if any of you also didn't do this, but you notice when you're thinking about something or talking about something where your hands naturally go. And of course, that's exactly what happened in this situation. Is I was sitting there thinking, and then I noticed my hands and my heart, and my diaphragm, so where my solar plexus would be. And of course that gave me beautiful insight as soon as I dropped out of my head and went, notice where your hands are. That is where you're feeling all of this. And then of course, doing a little scan in terms of where else I'm feeling tension, because very often we're holding it in lots of different places, not just, you know, one. So it's beautiful then just to come back to this space of witnessing and noticing what is just happening to us, for us in this particular moment. And then of course it's the opportunity for us to see ourselves and just meet us where we're at. And in meeting ourselves where we're at, we then have this opportunity to accept, to love, to hold ourselves in that compassion and gentleness. Of course you feel like this, of course, and that's okay. That is so okay that you feel like that. The scariness, the fear of feeling all that pain that you have felt before, and certainly wanting to avoid, you know, a child from feeling the same way. If you can do everything in your power to help them avoid that, of course that's what you're going to try to do. But unfortunately, all of this comes back to the inability to let go, to try to control the universe, essentially, trying to control something that cannot be controlled. A series of events which we don't even know will unfold. You know, control over people's behavior, your behavior, your child's behavior, none of which we can control either. So the most beautiful thing that we can do in that moment is simply just witness where we're at. Have understanding towards that, empathy for yourself, where you're at. And just hold yourself through that. And then, of course, in the acceptance and in the simply coming back to the present, in that is our opportunity to let go. That's how we let go. You don't have to do anything or tell yourself, okay, I'm going to let go now. And try to do that in a way. I feel like Reiki in a way is similar to letting go, in that it is actually something that we are, that we become. We just become this frequency of connection, of oneness, of unity, of trusting. And that, you know, in itself is how we let go. Just being in that place of trust. And, you know, coming back, of course, to the precept that so very beautifully states, just for today, let go of worry. There is this, I think, probably an illusion there, because letting go does sound like, you know, this verb, this doingness, that we, something that we have to do, something again that we have to control. But simply being in that frequency of the present moment, simply being in the frequency of just really meeting ourselves where we're at in that exact moment, forget to let go. So dropping in, noticing where in the body, holding it with compassion, with tenderness, with love, with the frequency of love. And just being with the breath, being with the light, being with the light that you know you really are. Being with the light that you know that the situation is, that other people are, whether it be your child or another person, or perhaps a whole group of people. No matter what it might be, you just get to hold it in that love and light. Remembering that you are it and it is you. That they are you, you are them. And that everything is this beautiful opportunity. Again, for oneness, for unity, for connection, for magic as you step into the unknown. Trusting that the universe has a much bigger plan for you. Trusting that the universe simply is. That it's not about hurting you or being against you or causing you pain and suffering. The universe isn't out there to get you. It doesn't have a There's no chip on your shoulder. It just is. The universe is here experiencing through us, through the universe, through Earth, through everything, as energy, as form and energy. And we have this choice that we get to make every day to either go against that, to go against our truth, our real truth, which is, you know, that which we are, which we truly are. Or we have the choice to be with it. To open our heart to trusting. To trusting that everything will be okay. It doesn't mean that everything will go as you hope or you plan or that you're attached to. But everything will be okay and everything will be as it needs to be. And you will be okay. And they will be okay. Unfortunately, and I say unfortunately because that is completely my ego making judgment statements. And I say that as well, and I joke about that because there is a very human element to suffering. There is a very human element to things not going as we hope, as we wish, of us experiencing pain. There's a very human element to all of it. And it feels really unfortunate. That human part of you and me will feel that it is unfortunate. We feel that it sucks. And of course, that is okay as well. We don't always have to be immediately in this space of, oh, you know, I need to let go of the ego, the judgment, that this is even bad, remembering that there just is, and we just have to let go of that. There is also that very real part that hurts. And that, of course, is all part of it as well. And so one thing that I have learnt to, I think, to cope, I guess, to deal, and that I certainly try to hold my clients in this same space, is that it's okay for us to go through all of the motion and to work through that. It's okay for us to feel that pain. It's okay for us to feel the frustration of not being in control. It's okay for us to feel the tightness in the chest or the stomach tightening up and curling around, our breathing to become shallow. It's okay for us to feel afraid. It's really okay. And what is so beautiful is that in that moment, you get the opportunity to go through another experience of simply loving yourself, having compassion for yourself. And that is so relieving, and that is so special and sacred and beautiful, because very often during our day to day, we are disconnecting from how we feel, what is happening. And we're super busy onto the next thing, doing. That when we have these moments that simply stop us in the tracks, and this is another thing, this is another possibility here as to why these happen, why these things happen. Sometimes it's just a reminder to come back to self, a reminder to reconnect to who you are, reconnect to the wholeness of who you are, reconnect not only to that truth of who you are, but the human part of you, the humbleness of humanity. And remembering that as you suffer, others suffer. That in your pain, there is someone else feeling your pain. That we are all connected. And your pain, your suffering, the way you think, the way you behave, your patterning, there is someone else who mirrors this, who feels this, who is this. Of course, all slightly unique, different, and that is how the universe experiences through us. It's like it says, I'm sending out all these fractals to try to perfect this experience. And in that, how do we perfect something that's already perfect? Again, it's just a human attachment to what would be, what should be, what our reality is of perfection. Universe is simply experiencing in all the different ways that it can. And we are here to experience, to be part of that experience. And it comes with the most amazing opportunities for joy, for love, for abundance and gratitude, for extraordinary experiences. for pleasure and desire. For attachment. But then it also, on the other side of that, is the duality of all of it. Simply coming back to the present, wherever you are at in that moment. So even when you're busy doing the good stuff, when you are feeling in flow and things are great, or even when you are just busy doing life, being mom, being partner, being an employee, being a business owner, being there for others, a caregiver, racing around, living, doing, being. I think sometimes these big things pop up to stop us in our tracks. To say, hey, just for a moment, just for today, connect. Don't forget to connect. Don't forget to remember that you are part of it all, that there is so much more that is going on here. But at the same time, you don't have to be aware of it all outside of you. You get to simply go within and connect within.